There's a flattering epidemic going on in shul. I say flattering because it means that people want to hear me, but epidemic because it means I have to work harder, which is that people have been going to the early minyan and then going also to the late minyan, or the regular minyan on Shabbos, which means that I have to prepare two drushas and I can't repeat.
I want to hear them. Yeah.
More and more people have been coming to both. But anyone who did come to both last week recognized that I quoted Rav Simcha Bano of Pshischa both times. Both times. And that's probably because we missed our shir last week. So I had a bit of a separation anxiety. And I had to give some Pshischa on the Parsha.
And didn't you do something
at Shoshas? Not for Simcha Bano, did I? No, I don't think so. But this week, we don't have from Rav Simcha Bano. We have a couple interesting stories from his Talmidim, as we oftentimes do. And then we have one Shtikla Torah from the Sfas Emes, which I quoted earlier this week at Mishlei, but I thought we'd dig into it a little bit more. Story goes like this. A Talmid of Rav Menachem Mendel of Kutsk, also known as the Kutzker Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel Morgenstern, comes to the Rebbe, the Kutzker, and he says, "Rebbe, I don't understand. For years, yamim rabim ani tamei al kach she'ein adam bali deyiras shemaim k'shemivarech birkas hamazon. How could it be? Someone sits down and they bench, and they don't all of a sudden have a newfound appreciation of Hashem. They don't have this awakening of yiras shemaim. Why not? We have a medrash that says that when the orchim, the angels, come to Avram Avinu, le'achsha orchim aveso achlo v'shasu." They came, they got up, and they said, "Avram, Sarah, thank you so much for the wonderful food." And what does Avram say back? In classic Avram fashion, "It wasn't me. Not my food. Rather, it was from Hashem." This has become, I don't know if it's become well known. Anyone a fan of Baruch Levin? Singer, songwriter? Yeah, Baruch Levin. Not that Baruch Levin. I mean, I don't think it's the same one. So Baruch Levin has a song. Did you eat from my food? From the God of the heavens you ate. Right? Probably don't know it. Okay. You have to be a real Bucky. It's not only Baruch Levin, it's old Baruch Levin. People know his new stuff, whatever. Okay. And then he says, "Mishael okay olam achaltem hodu v'shibchu v'archu l'misha amar b'hay olam." You should give thanks to Hashem, who has created such things and blessed the world. Tzami dvar hanokvim shel Avram, amdu ha'orchim hanachrim. At that point, they were non-Jews. Ubarchas haKadosh Baruch Hu, and they blessed Hashem. V'im ga'im chashu kach la'achsha achla sova. If non-Jews get up after a hearty meal and bless Hashem with their newfound appreciation of what He gives to the world, Yehudim alachas kama v'kama. The Jewish people, all the more so, should be doing so. Right, Birchas HaMazon is in this week's parsha, so presumably that's why it's brought down in the Sefer on this week's parsha. But then the Kutzker Rebbe says, "I actually go a step further than you." He says, "Achein Poliyahi, it is a wonderment. It is unbelievable. I don't understand it either." Karav Imnachol B'soch Divrei Hachasid, Ach L'Didi Pilei Plaim Hu. But to me, I wonder about a different thing, not about how when someone benches, they don't have the newfound appreciation for Hashem. Heyach ein bayim lidei yiras shemayim me'etzem ha'achila. How is it that it takes them until benching to recognize Hashem? Why aren't they recognizing Hashem while they're eating? How do they not realize and appreciate what Hashem gives to them while they're still eating the food? Meaning, of course, after you're satiated and you feel full and you recognize it was a great meal, so then you can say, "Oh wow, Birchas HaMazon, we have to now thank Hashem." But while you were eating, you didn't realize it already. Says the Kutzker Rebbe, every time we eat, every time we have anything, we have to recognize while we have it that Hashem is the one that sustains it. And then he says from a pasuk a few weeks ago that we said in Haftorah, "Uchvar nemar b'Yishai yad asher koneo v'chamor evus ba'alav." The ox knows its owner, and the donkey knows the trough of its owner. Yisrael lo yada. But the Yisrael, the Jewish people, they don't know. Meaning when the donkey eats in a specific trough, he can recognize that it's his owner's food. He knows where his food is coming from. But when it comes to the Jewish people, for some reason, we can't figure it out.
Bracha Rishona wouldn't.
Enoch Hanami. I don't know. It wouldn't be the year of Shemayim part, maybe. But yeah, this is the Kutzker Rebbe. He says back to his Talmud that you think Berachas HaMazon is a big kasha. I think the eating itself is a kasha. People don't have the right appreciation. Another story from the Kutzker Rebbe's colleague, the Chiddush Arim, both of whom were Talmidim of Rav Simcha Banu Pshischa. One time, Echad Mechaside Gorsha Ish Amid V'Askan Tzibur Anoda. This guy was a wealthy man. Big Askan. He got his money mixed up, and he ended up misusing charitable funds from the tzibor, stuff that was supposed to go towards the people of Gor. When the Chiddush Arim found out, he gave it to him. How could you be so careless with the people's money? He didn't only say, you're a thief, you're a robber, you're incompetent. He said, you're a murderer. So his Talmidim say, murderer, Rebbe. No. Maybe you misheard us. He just misused the money. He just used it in the wrong ways. So says the Chiddush Arim back to his Talmidim, no, he is a murderer. Kriya Shema says in the first paragraph, we say, that's the first paragraph we said at last week's parsha. That we give to Hashem all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our wealth, me'odecha. And yet in this week's parsha, the second paragraph of Shema, what do we say? B'chol v'avchem v'chol nafshechem. But we don't say v'chol me'odechem. So says the Chiddush Arim, what happened to v'chol me'odechem? Where did that word, how did that word get lost in the shuffle? It was in last week's parsha. The same phrase in this week, but we left that part out. Says the Chiddush Arim, because when it comes to any specific individual, so they'll have money and they'll have their soul. But when you're talking to a community, there are some people that are inevitably in the community that their money is their soul. If they don't have the proper sustenance, if they don't have the proper food on their table, so they will die. And it's up to the askanim, it's up to the wealthy people who do have the money, who do have the me'odecha, that they have to provide for the poor people so that they can also get their nafshechem. So when you're speaking to a group in this week's parsha, in the second paragraph of Shema, is in the plural. It's speaking to the entire community. It says the Chiddush Arim, nafshechem means me'odechem, because there are poor people in your community that are dependent on that money, that are dependent on the wealth of others. So says the Chiddush Arim, this person is a murderer because his negligence led to the lack of wealth for the aniyim, which is itself a lack of nefesh for the aniyim, because they could very well pass away. So those are two stories from the Talmidim of Rav Simcha Banim. But now let's get to a Shtikl Torah from the Sfas Emes himself. There are a few different interesting Sfas Emeses. Just one as an aside, a quick one, because I can't help myself. But the pasuk says, "Ma Hashem Alkecha Doresh Shoel Meimach Ki Im Liras Hashem Alkecha." The Gemara tells us, "What does Hashem want from you? To fear Him." And it goes into other things. The Gemara says, "Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mi." Yirah Shemayim. Happens to be there's another Gemara that says something else, but we won't get into it. Everything's in the hands of heaven except for Yirah Shemayim. From this pasuk, what does Hashem want from you? Yirah Shemayim. To fear Him, to be in awe of Hashem. Everything else is up to Hashem. Everything else is in Hashem's hands. Says the Chiddush Arim, just as an aside, I know we just quoted the Chiddush Arim. The Chiddush Arim says on this one also, what does it mean everything's in Hashem's hands, chutz mi Yirah Shemayim, except for Yirah Shemayim? There are a lot of things that are that we think are in our hands. So he says, you have to the way that this statement in Chazal is presented, we have to re-understand. Because what it means is, every bakasha that we make is bidei shemayim. Whenever we ask Hashem for, I don't know, a new job, or better parnasa, or, you know, better limanator, everything that we ask for, so that's up to Hashem. Hashem's going to decide whether or not He's going to grant it to us. Rachamim, He needs His chesed, right? Whatever Hashem decides, that's in Hashem's hands. He has to weigh His calculations. The only thing that's not in Hashem's hands, hakol bidei shemayim chutz mi yirah shemayim. If we say to Hashem, Hashem, I want to fear You more, I want to have more yirah shemayim, that's not in Hashem's hands. Hashem grants that automatically. There's no calculation. There's no extra chesed, there's no extra mercy Hashem needs in order to grant that for us. Once we ask Hashem for Yirah Shemayim, says the Chiddush Arim, He has to give it to us. A very powerful statement. But a good Musar Haskel, and it flips that whole Gemara on its head. Because it doesn't mean that the only thing we have is Yirat Shamayim. It means we have everything, but the only thing that we get automatically is Yirat Shamayim. Interesting idea. And there are more other ideas, obviously, that we could have gone through. But I wanted to speak specifically about something from the Sfas Emes, which I believe I mentioned briefly on Monday night. The Pasuk tells us in this week's Parsha, Kol HaMitzvah, right? All of the mitzvah that I instruct you to do today, you should keep. So it's interesting. What is Kol HaMitzvah? It should be Kol HaMitzvos. All of the mitzvos. But it says Kol HaMitzvah, all of the mitzvah. So Rashi says there, it's about the entirety of one specific mitzvah. If you start a mitzvah, you should finish it, right? Don't just start a mitzvah and then let someone else finish it. You should make sure that you do the entire mitzvah, the entirety of the mitzvah. The Medrash, however, goes in a different direction. It says, Chaim heim lemotzayhem, im etzchalta b'mitzvah gamorosa. If you start a mitzvah, you finish it. And the Medrash quotes the Pasuk. He chaim heim lemotzayhem. That the mitzvahs give life to those that find the mitzvahs, right? If you're doing a mitzvah, it can mamish give you more life. It can sustain and endure your living, the quality of your life. Says the Sfas Emes, student, grandson, main Talmud of the Chiddush Harim we just quoted. Ki chiyos hakol min haTorah u'min haMitzvos. Everything that a person has in their life, their entire quality of life is attained through the fulfillment of Torah and Mitzvos. So he says, hakol min haTorah Mitzvos u'chvi hayegia b'Torah, and as much as you put in, Kane motzi mamish chayim. That's how much life you're going to get out of it. I say this to, I know Jordan's here tonight. I say this to all Talmidim who are going over to Eretz Yisrael for the year. And people usually, you know, come to me, ask me in the January, February time, should I go to this place? Should I go to this place? I usually tell them, it depends on your personality. It depends on what you're looking for. But I'll tell you, two things are always going to be true. There's something to be gained at every single place. And secondly, the only person that's going to decide how much you get out of it is yourself. There is no one yeshiva, there's no one seminary that's going to dictate to you how much you're going to get out of the yeshiva. Right? You can't go to yeshiva and say, oh, this is not a good place, I'm not going to get anything out of it. It's not true. No matter where you go, the only thing that matters is how much you put into it. However much you put in is how much you're going to get out of it. So it says the Sfas Emes, it's the same thing by all mitzvos. You're going to shachris in the morning. You want to be affected by shachris? So then put in some effort. The amount of effort you put into your davening is how much you're going to be affected by it. It's not going to affect you if you're just going to, you know, sleep through it. So, u'chafi hayagia b'torah kein motzi mamish chayim b'nafsho masav sheneskasher b'chaya chayim al yedei zeh. He might even be speaking on a more spiritual level. The amount of effort and concentration you put into your mitzvos, Hashem is going to grant you mamish, He's going to grant you life. This is the pasuk from Mishlei that we quoted, second parak, one of the first psukim there, second or third pasuk, in the second parak of Mishlei. And from my mitzvahs you will store away with you, says the Sfas Emes. That's what it means. Every single mitzvah has within it a little bit of connection to Hashem that they can connect to and then they can hold on to forever. V'shalol asos birgilus. Not that you just do it by rote and do it by routine. Rak lios batel v'davuk l'pnimius ha-mitzvah. That you should be clinging to the innermost workings of every mitzvah. Obviously, he might have a different, perspective on the innermost meaning of one mitzvah that we do. But to our own extent that we can understand, we should all try to concentrate on what the mitzvah represents. Then he goes further. V'zeshekas of kol hamitzvah milashon mitzoy. Anyone know what mitzoy means in Hebrew? Oh. What? Well, that's a mitziah. What's mitzoy? No? Anyone know how to say grape juice in Hebrew? Mitzanavim. Mitzpetel. Right? What's mitz? Mitz tabuzim. It means juice. Mitzoy means to squeeze out. Says the Sfas Emes. Zeshe goes, kol ha-mitzvah. When it comes to a mitzvah, you want to get everything out of it. The word mitzvah, in this situation, says the Sfas Emes, comes from mitzoy. Comes from to squeeze. A mitzvah is meant to be squeezed out. that when we approach something, we want to get everything out of it. You can only get out of the sponge however much you're pushing into it, right? Mm-hmm. So it's the same analogy, that a mitzvah is meant to be squeezed. It's also in V'haya Im Shemoah. Right? V'haya Im Shemoah Tishmu Al Mitzvosai. What's Tishmu Al Mitzvosai? Literally it means, listen to my mitzvos. When Hashem says something, so listen to the mitzvos. Says V'asem, it also means, Tishmu Al Mitzvosai, because my mitzvah makes sounds. That's what he says, there's a calling. Every mitzvah has a calling. And it's calling out to all of us. Michlal Sha Mitzvah Atzmo Mashmas Kol. Every mitzvah gives a sound over. It's calling out to us. K'mash kazav chazal shekol mitzvah meres la'ever miyuchad la'u maskeres ha'adam al ze ha'mitzvah la'asosa. Every single mitzvah which correlates to a part of the body, that mitzvah is calling out to that part of the body, come, make the most of me, right? The esrog is calling out to our hands and saying, hold me, right? The besamim is calling out to our noses and saying, smell me. Right, every single mitzvah has a calling that it's all they're all calling out to us. Umikol makom nishmas la'adam kafi aratzon lishmoa. The only people that can hear the calling are the people that are really listening, the people that are tuning in to the voices, all the mitzvos. They're really concentrating and they're living intently and saying, I have chakras in the morning. It's calling out to me. My sitter is waiting for me. Is calling out to my mouth. I need you to speak my words. Right, so this is what the Sfasim is. Mikom nishmas la'adam kefi haratzon lishmoa. You can only truly hear it if you're listening. This is really true about many things, but I once heard someone say, by the Parsha Shlach, by the spies. This is actually an NCS Vaikola. I heard this from, Rav Moshe Benevitz, is that his first name? Rav Moshe Benevitz. So Rav Benevitz said, there was that summer that there was this basketball documentary that came out. What was the basketball documentary called of the Dream Team? The 90s Olympic team. It was called like Dream Team or something like that.
That's what they were called, the Dream Team.
Yeah, but I think that was the name of the documentary. Whatever, there was this big documentary that came out on the Dream Team. I think it was called The Dream Team. I don't know, very original, but either way, there's this scene in there, he talked about this in Parsha Shlach, where John Stockton is walking through, where is it, Barcelona? Where were they walking? I think it was Barcelona. They're 92. So they were walking through the streets of Barcelona. And all of the visitors were hounding Charles Barkley, and they were hounding Michael Jordan, and John Stockton just walking through the streets, and no one recognizes him. Because he's a short white guy with a full head of hair. He doesn't look, necessarily muscular. Right? People just walking right by. And they show on the documentary, if I remember correctly, it was a long time ago, but they show that he took a camera, and people were like videotaping. They were saying like, who's your favorite player? And people were saying like, oh, I love John Stockton. And he's like sitting right there in front of them. And they didn't realize. But so what did Rav Benevitz take from that? Rav Benevitz said that everybody has eyes to see. But not everyone is really looking. Because, of course, they're at the Olympic Games, and everyone is talking about the Olympic players, but not everyone is focusing on who they're looking at. And he said, Shlach, the spies, were also looking at Eretz Yisrael, but they weren't really looking at it. They were looking at the surface level of what Eretz Yisrael was, the big people that we have to fight against. But they weren't looking at the spiritual aspect of Eretz Yisrael, what you can really glean from it. So says the Sfasemis in a similar way, all mitzvahs are really calling out to us. The question, however, is, are we really listening for them? Are we really listening to the messages of the mitzvahs in terms of making the most of them? To make a mitzoy, right? So we have mitzah navim, and we have mitz petel, and we have mitz rimonim, but we have mitzah mitzvahs. To squeeze out the mitzvahs, to get all the juices out of it, that's only going to happen if we're really concentrating, we're really looking to understand all the aspects of it, and having full intent when we do them. So says the Sfasemis, that's what it means, kol ha-mitzvah. Hashem says, don't just do the mitzvahs. Do all of the mitzvah. When you approach any single mitzvah, make sure you get everything out of it. Much like Talmidim and Eretz Yisrael have to put everything into it in order to get everything out of it. When it comes to our mitzvahs, we should pause, we should appreciate what we're about to do, and then through that understanding and through that concentration, hopefully we'll be able to appreciate what we're doing, and through that, says the Sfasemis, we'll be able to actually glean life. We'll get as much life as possible from it. Chaim heimel motzayhem, whether that means literally we'll get more days to our life, or whether that means spiritually we'll have a more fulfilling life. Either way, when we concentrate with our mitzvahs and we're really listening to them calling out to us and we're concentrating on every single mitzvah that we do, so hopefully that will give us a better quality of life. And similar to the Chiddush Arim, if we're just going to ask for Yiras Hashem, so we're going to be granted it as long as we care for it enough, so Hashem can't turn us down with that request. Okay. Shkayach. Yeah.